بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. From the different surahs in the Quran Kareem, in selecting the name of the surah, one will notice that within the surah, there will always be some word, and the name of the surah then corresponds with that word. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. النَّاسِ, the surah's name is Surah An-Nas. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. The word falaq, the name of the surah is Surah Al-Falaq. We will have تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبْ. Surah Lahab. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. The name of the surah is Surah An-Nasr. Surah Ikhlas is that surah that from the beginning till the end of the surah, neither is the word ikhlas mentioned, neither any of the verb with which is called derived from the word ikhlas, which is known as a masdar, the center word from which other words are derived. So there is no akhlasa, there is no yukhlisu, there is no ikhlas mentioned in the surah. Ikhlas means to save one, to purify one, to separate one from something. This is a surah that if a person allows the meaning of it to penetrate the mind and heart, one will find that the surah separates the individual from all acts of shirk, ascribing partners, creating partners to Almighty Allah in one's thoughts, in one's actions, in one's deeds. The individual who learns the surah, practices, thinks of its meaning, ponders over its wording, he will find it creates an understanding within him that his road to Almighty Allah is a straight road. The head must not turn to the right, the head must not turn to the left. There is no other deity to look towards, there is no other power. The road towards Almighty Allah is a sirat-e mustaqim, straight road. The individual walking straight, he is known as mukhlis, one that is really sincere in his journey towards Almighty Allah. It is a surah that creates sincerity within one. It is called sincerity of intention. It is a surah that creates tawheed, that the man understands Allah is only one, and his maqsad objective then becomes nothing but one. In the surah, it is the word Allahu Samad, that Allah is most independent. Samada yasmudu means to walk straight towards one. It is this Allahu Samad that creates that meaning, that when man has to go only towards Almighty Allah, and Allah is masmood. Samad, most independent, is from the meaning of the word masmood, which is known as an isme maf'ul. So Samada is the one intending. Samada yasmudu sandan ilay means to walk straight towards someone or something. The individual, the being towards which one walks, that individual is known as Samad in the meaning of Masmood. It is known as a Marja, the refuge place towards which everyone runs. It is known as the Asal, the center towards which everyone turns. For this reason, there are many Marjas, there are many places of refuge, but As-Samad, the only true Marja, the only true place of refuge, is the being of Almighty Allah. When the individual looks towards Almighty Allah, thinking of the quality of As-Samad, my only true place of refuge, then the heart and the face accepts that my refuge does not lie in turning to the right, neither does it lie in turning to the left. There is nowhere else and no other direction in which my eye can go, towards which my heart can go. Everything is towards one Allah and only Allah. When this thought comes in the mind of the person, in the heart of the person, then the seed of ikhlas gets planted. It is the surah, 4 short verses, but the crux, the foundation of tawheed, the surah lays. In a world of materialism, even a worshipper has a thought that the one that I am worshipping must be something that I can see, something that I can feel. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they could not understand an Allah, a being who has to be worshipped, except that being was found in a mold. They would make idols. Each idol would represent a quality of Almighty Allah. There would be male idols, there would be female idols. They needed something which they could hold. They needed something in front of which they could present. They needed something which they needed to see. The mind felt it very hard to believe in something which you could not see, which you could not touch. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Right at the beginning of Quran, Almighty Allah mentioned, this is the trait of the people of Iman, for whom Quran has come to benefit, that they are ready to believe in that which they are not able to see. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The pagan Arabs on occasions would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you are inviting us towards an Allah. So say to us, what is the nature of our Allah? Is it an Allah that is made of silver? It is an Allah that is made of gold? It is an Allah that is made of iron? Go in the world and you will see the statues, the idols that people, worshippers put up of their deities. Wealth was spent in putting up, whether it was a mere statue or a statue to be worshipped, an idol. Effort was put in, wealth was put in. They had a direction towards which they could turn. So they asked, is our Allah of gold? Is the Allah you inviting to of silver? The Christians from the tribe of Najran came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believe in an Allah, but they also felt it very hard to leave Allah as is. Rather, they needed that Allah's being has to come in a body that is physical, which could be seen. Finally, they came onto what they call the Trinity, that the mighty being, Almighty Allah, has now made hulul, so to say, entered into the body of what they called the now son, the Ibn, the son of God, Jesus. The Yahud also had a similar concept, which finally made them say, Uzair is the son of Allah. Uzair alayhi salatu wassalam, they felt that Almighty Allah had made hulul, entered within the body of this great Nabi of Allah. All of them felt it very hard to accept an Allah which is not in anything, which cannot be seen, which cannot be touched. The Bunyad right at the beginning, which was one of the easiest surahs on the tongue, easiest surahs to catch onto the mind. Remembering was most easy. Understanding the meaning is most easy. Reciting is most easy. In fact, there were those Sahaba radiallahu anhum who read the surah so many times after its initial revelation. So many times they read it that the love of the surah entered so deep into their hearts that when friends tried to remove it slightly, they would explain to them that leave me as I am. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu was the imam of the Masjid of Quba. It was his habit that in every rak'ah, because of the love that he had for the surah, after surah al-Fatiha, he would read Qul huwallahu ahad, the surah, and then he would follow it up with another surah. After a while, some of his followers, the muqtadis, they complained first to him and later to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they complained to him, his answer was that if you want me to leave the surah, then you rather let me leave my post of being the imam of this place. They did not want him to leave the imamah. So they go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they complain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a valid complaint. There are so many surahs of Quran. They would say to him, either suffice on surah Ikhlas and don't read another surah, or read some other surah and leave out surah Ikhlas. He said, I cannot leave out the surah. I will read the surah, or either you excuse me from making the imamah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, what is spurring you on to do such a thing? He said, it is my love for the surah. So many times they had read the surah. So much they pondered over the meaning. How they enjoyed every word. Only 4 short verses. This love gets created when, with meaning, an individual reads it. He reads it in his salah. He reads it in his fajr. Then he read it in his zuhr. Then he read it in his asr. And it began entering. It became part of his body. It became part of his flesh and his bones. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us. We will read the surah now that we have heard the beginning of the surah. In the next few days, read it so many times that the love of the surah comes deep. The meaning of the surah enters deep into the mind, into the heart, as it created a unique level of ikhlas for the people of the past. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow it to create that level for us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahabi radiyallahu an, what spurs you in every rakat to read this surah? He says, it is my love for the surah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentions to him, حُبُّكَ إِيَّاهَا أَدْخَلَكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Your love for the surah has entered you into paradise, as the surah made him deserving of the certificate of Jannah already in this world. Hafiz of entire Quran, perhaps at that moment he was not, but the lover of Suratul Ikhlas, the surah of Qul Huwallahu Ahad, that definitely he was, and that took him straight into Jannah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all the love of the surah. Let the effects of the surah come over every one of us through the blessings of the surah. Allah make every one of us sincere in our walk towards Almighty Allah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad.
Say, he is Allah, the one and only.
Allahu as-samad.
Allah, the eternal refuge.
Lam yalid wa lam yulad.
He has no child, nor is he the child of anyone.
Wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad.
And there is none comparable to him.